Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
Everyone, a happy Sunday. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, that where he is, we may be also. So it's a blessing to be able to come together today and lift up the name of Jesus. It is he who declared, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, that he would draw all men unto himself. And so we haven't come or any fashion, form, or show, but we've come simply to lift up the name of Jesus. Truly, he is worthy to be praised, and so we want to come together in the spirit and truth and praise and worship our God. And so we thank God again for allowing us to see another Sunday where we made it from last week to this week. And so we're going to invoke God's presence this morning by reciting Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up the everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Keep silence, keep silence, keep silence before him. And I'm going to ask that Reverend Lindsay would lead us in our invocational prayer. Good morning, Reverend Lindsay.
Good morning, Pastor Kason. Good morning, Heart of God. Let us pray.
O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Father God, we come this morning with grateful hearts. We come, O God, praising you and thanking you for the beauty and the holiness of this day. Thanking you, Father, because this is the day that thou hast made, and we will rejoice in it and be glad. Thank you, Father God, because of your grace and mercy that brought us through the night, and you allow us to get up and to have one more day that we might be able to give you the glory. And we thank you so much. And Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus that your Holy Spirit would come in and minister unto us, O God. Father God, that you would illumine our hearts and our minds, O God. Father God, that you would just give us that Holy Ghost anointing and strength, that power that we need, O God. We bless you and we praise you today. We say hallelujah to your name, because truly thou art worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, thy name, O God, is worthy to be praised. And Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that as you look on every heart this morning, Father God, if you see anything that's not pleasing, I pray, Father, that you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And through the cleansing blood of your darling son, Jesus, oh God, Father God, that you would just make us fit, Father God, to continue to be your vessel, continue to be your servant, oh God. Father God, give us a spirit of humility, a spirit of certitude, oh God, a spirit, oh God, to want to worship you, oh God, and to praise you, Father, to just thank you, Father God. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for mercy and grace that brought us to this point, oh God. We bless you today, Father. In spite of what it look like, feel like, or be like, we know that you are a good God, and you're worthy to be praised. And so we thank you for your many blessings. And Father God, I pray that you look on your servant, oh God, as he prepared to bring a word for us today, Father. I pray, Father God, that through your preached word, that your people will be edified, oh God. Father God, that your name will get the glory. Father God, I pray that you will use him, Father. Oh God, I pray through the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. Father God, that our spirits will be strengthened, oh God. Father God, if we need peace, Father God, that you will give us peace. Father God, if we need salvation, oh God, through the preached word, oh God, that we will know that you are God and you are God all alone. And Father God, I pray that through your preached word, oh God, that your people are your land, Father God. Oh, Father God, that we will be healed, oh God. Father God, that we will know that there is no other Savior but you, Father. We thank you this morning. We thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, because when we was lost in sin and iniquity, oh, hallelujah, Jesus, you had pity and compassion on us, Father. So we seek you today, Lord. Father God, we just love you, and we give you more glory, because we know you deserve everything, Father. So, Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that you continue to keep your servant, continue to hold him, continue to inspire him, oh God. And Father God, when he feel a little faint, a little weak, oh God, speak to him in the midnight hour, oh God. Let him know, Father God, that you will not leave him nor forsake him. And Father God, I pray for First Lady, oh God, that you continue to build her up, oh God. Continue to strengthen her, oh God. Bless her going out and her coming in, oh God. Father God, I pray that you will be that pillar of protection around her, oh God. And look on the First Family in a special manner. Father God, we not only pray for Anthony and Janice and their families, but we pray for the grandchildren this morning. Oh God, we pray for your keeping power. And then, Father God, we pray for each and every member of the heart of God. Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will bless them, oh God. Strengthen them, oh God. And as we prepare for worship, oh God, as we prepare for the opening, Father God, to come back together in unity, oh God, I pray, Father God, that you will continue to bless us and strengthen us, oh God. Father God, continue to be in our midst, Father God. Continue to prepare us, oh God. Prepare your sanctuary, oh God. Prepare the way, oh God, that when we get to your house of worship, oh God, that we might have a hard time in you. Father God, we thank you for that one more time.
Thank you, Lord.
And Father God, we pray that not only you look on Heart of God this morning, but look on everyone that is listening to you, Father. Whatever mode it is, Jesus, we pray that you will bless them. And, oh God, look on churches throughout the land that are teaching and preaching righteousness in your name. Be with your pastors. Be with your ministers.
Mm.
Be with your servant leaders today, Father. Strengthen them as only you can. And then those that don't know you, Lord Jesus, we pray, Father, that you will touch, you will heal, and you will deliver. Let them hear a word from you, Father. And, Father God, we pray for those that are sick among us, that healing will come forth. And we thank you. We thank you for every blessing. We thank you for everything that you've done. And we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. We love you today, and we give you all the blessings, all the praises. We give you, Lord Jesus, all the honor that is due you today, Father. And we thank you again for everything that you have done for us. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lindsay, for the fervent prayer. Amen. You know that God, amen, is a prayer-answering God. We're all recipients of those answered prayers. And so we thank God for a friendly church and mind going to the Lord in prayer. We give him honor. We give him glory today because truly down through the years, God has answered our prayers and God has been good to all of us. Amen. Amen. There's a song we sing in church. Amen. Church will get together and just reflect about how good God has been. Every now and then, amen, you have to testify about how good God has been to you, amen, and then we come together, and then collectively we talk about how good God has been to all of us, and when we reflect and when we come upon this, amen, we can't help but to give God the glory. And so we want to go to hymn 191, and it's entitled Glory to His Name. This hymn was, I always remembered it to be upbeat when church would sing together and folks would stand on their feet and they could, and they would sing to the glory of God's real easy song to sing, but it was a song, it was a hymn. And that will give glory to God. And the first verse is, down at the cross where my Savior died, down where from cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. It says, glory to his name, glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied, glory to his name. And we would sing to the glory of God and just praise and worship God because truly, God was worthy of all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory. So let us sing to the glory of God this morning. Glory to his name. Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where from cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied, singing glory to his name. I'm singing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied, singing glory to his name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me in, glory to his name. I'm singing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied, singing glory to his name. I'm singing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied, singing glory to his name. I'm singing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. He was there to my heart as the blood applied, singing glory to his name. Come on, let's give God some praise. Let's give him the glory. Let's give him the honor. Because truly God is worthy. I said he's worthy to be praised. If you can remember, amen, that God has brought you from a mighty long way. If you can remember, amen, that he's done great things in your life, amen, we should give God the praise and say glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank God, amen, for the old hymns, amen, of the church that brought you through. It let you know without a shadow of a doubt, amen, that God was the one that brought you through. And so we say glory, glory to his name. Amen, amen. We want to go to our phone lines this morning and give people a chance to testify about the goodness of the Lord and what he's done and what they give glory to his name about this morning. And so we're going to go to our first caller, last four digits, 1718, 1718. Good morning. Glory to his name.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, First Lady, and Heart of God Church. It's just a blessing to be able to serve the Lord this morning with the church and enjoy all the blessings that he has bestowed upon us during this week. I thank God that I'm here with my daughter, but I still am able to tune in and tap into my church family, and worship God. I would like to read the Psalm 100 this morning. God laid it on my heart, and it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him, his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is, he is good. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and be blessed and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Thank God for the reading of his word. And as we were taught this morning in Sunday school, we must pray more. We must take things to the Lord in prayer and let the power of the Holy Spirit do what God intended for us to do in our lives. We have not because we ask not. And we know if we pray to God, he said in his name, he would answer our prayers. And he has done it so many times for us, and we must not take it for granted and say, oh, he's going to do it. Give him praise and glory and know he's going to do it. It's done because he's blessing us when we don't even know it. And we thank God that we can fellowship this morning, enjoy his singing, his word, and his praises to him. You all be blessed. Have a wonderful week. And enjoy what the God has said is ours. praise his holy name this morning.
Good morning, heart of God. This is Jamie. I just want to say a couple of words. I want to give honor to God this morning. I want to thank heart of God for all the prayers during my healing. And I'm doing well and I'm fine. And thank God for that. I just want to shout out to all those that have given me the love all over for my healing. And so everyone have a good week. I pray for your blessings for you all as well. And just have a wonderful Sunday and be blessed. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you all for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last word is 7971. 7971, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Pastor, First Lady. I send out blessings to you and your family. Pray all is well. I thank God for another day, and it is a beautiful day. I feel good. I had a lot on my plate this week. I said I wasn't going to talk about it, but I have to say it. I'm so used to having my sister with me, and I had to do all the appointments, all the car taking, everything by myself, and God blessed me to be able to do it, and I just thank him for it. I thank you all for your prayers. I thank you for your concerns. And I know we don't have but a little bit of time, but Pastor, I'm going to try to just sing this song. It seems so appropriate for me for the last 2 weeks trying to be in here on my own. But I just thank God that he has enabled me to be there for me, my protector, my healer, and all, that he has been
sing
there.
Sing your song.
Yes,
please,
Lord.
Sing your song.
Okay, why should I be discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I'm singing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Be blessed, everyone.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We go to our next worshiper. I ask for digit 7351. 7351, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Kayshawn, and good morning to the First Lady and the Heart of God family. It's always so wonderful to just be here among this family of Christians and know that they're all praying to the Lord. They all believe in the Lord, and I want to thank you for the family of Heart of God. I thank the good Lord for waking me up this morning to a beautiful day he's made. And I pray that we all rejoice in it and enjoy it and thank him for waking us up in our, with our sound mind. And for me, I can still see. So I praise the Lord for that. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. You're just a wonderful, wonderful Father. And we all know that you're going to be there for us for whatever we're going through. It just seems that the world is going through an awful lot. Day after day is something every day. So we pray for all of those people who are having such an extra hard time. Know that the Lord is there with you, especially the people overseas. We pray for them too, and we pray for our Congress. We just pray, knowing that we are going to get all of that through the good Lord, what we're asking for. So we don't have to worry about all that. And I pray that we talk with each other next week. Have a blessed week. Bye.
And thank you for your testimony this morning. And go to our First Lady. Good morning, First Lady.
Good morning, Heart of God. It is good to hear everyone's voice, praise reports, everyone being in their right mind. And we know that God is still in the blessing business because we are still here. And we just thank the Lord for what he has done. And every day we can see that the Lord is in control. Man can only do but so much, but God can do it all. And so we thank the Lord for all his many blessings. We thank him for his grace and his mercy that he gives to us every day. And Heart of God, I want you to know that I love you. And I keep everyone close to my heart, lifted up in prayer. And pray that the Lord continue to bless us mightily according to his riches and glory. I love you all. You all have a blessed week. And I just can't wait to hug you. Love you.
And thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 3343. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord for that. For this morning, they touched my eyes and put my feet on the floor. He said, thank you, Father, for being so good and gave me a second chance to stay on the right track and follow his first step and glorify his holy name. He said, thank you, Jesus, for being so good that you have brought us a mighty long way. And we thank you and praise your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits. 1741. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Kason. Good morning, First Lady Kason and Heart of God. Good morning again. Praise God for his many blessings and for his loving kindness. I thank God truly he has blessed me this week. He brought me to another Sunday, and for that I'm grateful. I'm grateful for everything he has done for me and for my family. And I just thank God for his many blessings and for his many benefits. And for the Heart of God Baptist Church, I have a scripture that I'd like to leave with you today. And it's Isaiah 41:10. And it says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And we thank God for his righteousness, which is Jesus Christ. And we just praise him for his darling son, Jesus, and dying for our sins and giving us the victory. And we thank him for the power of the Holy Spirit that keeps us day by day. I pray you all strengthen the Lord and continue to pray for me.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worship. Last four digits, 0025. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor, First Lady, Heart of God, and everyone listening this morning. I want to thank God this morning for his grace and his mercy and his love. Thank God for his healing hands on this morning. I just want to thank God for being my rock in a weary land and a shelter in the time of life's storms. I thank God this morning for keeping my family and my church family and Pastor and First Lady and the First Family. God is such an amazing and a gracious God. And so I just thank God this morning for his peace. I thank him for his joy because the joy of the Lord is my strength. And I just thank God this morning because on Christ the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand. And so I'm truly sending my love and prayers to everyone this morning. Peace and blessings, and stay safe, and have a wonderful day and a great week on purpose.
And thank you for your testimony this morning. We know that God, amen, continues to bless our going out and our coming in. And we thank him for that. We thank him for being our healer. We thank him for being our way maker. We thank him for being our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We thank him for being our Jehovah Shalom. And there's nothing like peace with God. Amen. The whole world can be up in arms, and the whole world can be at each other's throat and at each other's back. But when you have a peace that surpasses all understanding, that gives you a peace in the midst of the trial, in the midst of the storm, in the midst of what you're going through. And we thank God for his peace this morning. Thank you all for your songs, your testimonies, your words of encouragement. It truly is a blessing to us all. So I'm going to ask Reverend Sykes to get ready to lead us in prayer this morning. And again, we thank God for prayer. We thank God for the prayer warriors. We thank God for prayer service on Tuesdays, Monday morning, meditations with Jesus, and prayers for our families and extended families and each other, and praying for the world, and know that it makes a difference. Amen. And get up early in the morning, 4 or 6 a.m., and we know that God is pleased, amen, for those who diligently seek him. So know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. And so we pray that we will continue to be prayerful, pray for our families and our extended family members, pray for those that are experiencing wars and rumors of wars all over this globe. Pray for our president, vice president, President Biden, President, Vice President Harris, and all of our House and our Senate. Pray for state and local governments. Pray for our school children, school teachers, and pray for parents and guardians and children all over this world. Pray for all of the houses of worship that is opened in your name, in God's name, that we would know without a shadow of a doubt, amen, that God is still in control and he still is blessing his people. And we want to be encouraged today, amen, that God is not forgotten, and that God knows what we're going through, and that God has not passed us by. And as often as Reverend Sykes would say, sometimes God says yes, and sometimes God says no, and sometimes he says wait. And in those times, we have to learn to wait on the Lord and be of good courage and learn to know that God, amen, continues, amen, to pour out his blessing upon all of us, whether we realize it or not. In spite of it all, God is still good. Amen. I ask Reverend Sykes to lead us in prayer this morning. Reverend Sykes. I think she's, are you still on mute, Reverend Sykes?
Yes, Pastor. Sorry. Eternal Father, our God, we come this morning with hearts of thanksgiving and praise on our lips. Thank you for another day with the activities and the use of our limbs, oh God. Thank you for your steadfast love and your grace and your mercy on this morning. You are a never-changing God because you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so, God, we thank you for being our refuge and our strength, a very present help in times of trouble. Oh, God, you are our healer. You are our strong tower. Father, we thank you for the preparation to be able to go back into the sanctuary. We ask that you will prepare our hearts and prepare our minds for worship, God. And, Father, yeah, we need your wisdom. We need your wisdom to guide us and your peace to quiet our souls. We thank you for being a prayer-answering God because you do all things well, step at a time, one day at a time, because there is none like you. And so, Father, we pray this morning for mankind everywhere because life is full of ups and downs and highs and lows. But through it all, God, you are a promise keeper, oh God. And so, Father, we thank you this morning that there are many challenges, Father, that we face, oh God, each day. And there have been many times, God, when we wanted to just throw in the towel and just throw our hands up, God. But God, your mercy, oh God, kept us that we wouldn't let go, Father. And so this morning, Father, we thank you and we bless your name. And Father, we come this morning confessing that we have many shortcomings, Father, and that we ask for forgiveness of any sins that we may have committed knowingly and unknowingly, and that you would create within our hearts, oh God, clean hearts, oh God, and renew the right spirit within us. And Father, there are many requests this morning, Father God, because there are many challenges that your people are going through, oh God, on this morning, Father God, but we know that you can meet and you will meet every need, Father God. And so whatever the need might be this morning, Father God, whether it's healing physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, or spiritually, God, grant it right now in the name of Jesus, because you are the master physician, Father. And so, Father, we pray that you will strengthen your people, oh God. We pray that you will give us clarity of mind this morning, Father God. We pray for those with heavy hearts this morning, Father God. We pray for those who are bereaved families this morning, Father God. And we pray for all families that are near and far this morning, Father. We pray for all communities this morning, all of our churches, all of our pastors and those in leadership. We pray for you, the people of Ukraine, Father. We pray for all of the countries, Father God, that are war-torn countries, Father God. We pray for President Biden, Father God, and Vice President, oh God, Harris, Father God. Oh God, we pray for all of the leaders, oh Father God, all of those that are in the Senate, God, the Congress, Father, the mayors of each city and state, Father. We pray for leadership everywhere, all of our servant leaders, Father. And oh God, we pray this morning for all of our pastors this morning, Father. Gird them up on every leaning side. Prop them up where they're weak and build them up where they feel they're torn down, Father. And we lift up all of our churches to you this morning, Father God. And, Father, those with all manner of diseases, Father God, and other illnesses, Father, we lift them up to you this morning. We lift up our elderly this morning, our children, our youth, Father, those that are in hospitals, those that are in nursing facilities, God, those that are convalescing at home. Oh, God, our teachers and administrators, Father God. Oh, God, we just lift up, Father God, mankind everywhere, Father, because we need you, God. We can't make it without you, Father God. And we pray for Pastor Kayson, our pastor this morning, Father God, that you will continue to lead him and guide him, Father God, that you will continue to order his steps in your word, Father God, that you continue to build him up, Father, where he feels he's torn down, God, and strengthen him in every area of his life that he feels he's weak, Father God. We pray, oh God, for our First Lady this morning, Tawana Kayson, God, that you will continue to be her pillar of strength, Father, that you will continue to put a hedge of protection around her, Father God, as she goes out and she comes in, Father God. And we just lift up the First Family this morning in its entirety, Father God. And, Father, we just thank you this morning, and we bless your name this morning. We thank you for your healing hands this morning, Father, that have touched so many lives, Father God. Father, you just keep on proving yourself to us over and over and over again, Father God. And so we thank you this morning, Father God, for who you are and what you are, Father God, because you have done great things in all of our lives, Father God. So we worship and we adore you this morning, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for inclining your ear unto our petitions this morning, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you have not left us, Father God. You have not forsaken us, Father God, because your word tells us, Father God, that you would keep us in perfect peace, oh God, and we keep our minds stayed on you, Father God. And so, Father, we thank you for the peace of God this morning, Father God. We thank you this morning, Father God, for down in my soul this morning, Father God, I cry, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Oh God, I thank you this morning, Father God, for what you're doing, Father God, for what you have done, what you're going to do in the future, Father God, because you and you alone, Father God, are worthy, Father God. And so, Father, we thank you this morning because, God, you are great and greatly to be praised, Father God. And so we thank you this morning, Father God, for doing what you do best, Father God. We thank you for the promises that you have made to your people this morning, because we know that you are a promise keeper, Father God. And so we thank you for your word this morning, because your word is truth, power, and strength. And we thank you for your anointing this morning, because we know that your anointing, it destroys every yoke this morning, Father God. And so, Father God, we just bow humbly under your mighty hand this morning, Father God, seeking more of you, Father God, because you are the author and you are the finisher of our faith, Father God. And so we thank you this morning, and we bless your name this morning. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen, amen, and thank God.
Amen, amen, and thank God. Amen. We thank Reverend. Thanks for the fervent prayer. Amen. Truly, God is blessing. He's still blessing. Amen. And that's what we used to sing in the song. He's still blessing. So we thank God for continuing to bless us, for continuing to keep us like only He can. Amen. And like God. Amen. Only God can bless in that kind of manner. Amen. Where you know without a shadow of a doubt that it's nobody but God. There is none like God. Amen. He's the only one, man, that can do it like that. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We want to go to the Word of God today, and we're going to go to the New Testament Gospel according to Luke, Luke's Gospel in the 17th chapter. And we want to go to the 11th verse, Luke 17, beginning at verse 11. Luke 17, beginning at verse 11. And thank God for his word today. Amen. It gives us encouragement, gives us instruction in order to continue to move on in the midst of going through, in the midst of the trials and tribulation, the ups and the downs. God's word hasn't changed. The whole world might change, but God does not change. So we want to look at this word in Luke chapter 17, beginning at verse 11. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village there, met him 10 men and 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Verse 14, it says, and when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And in verse 15, it says, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorified God. And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. In verse 17, Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Verse 18 says, there are not found that return to give glory to God, save the stranger. Verse 19, and he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. And for a few moments this morning, we want to speak from the subject, thanksgiving and praise. Thanksgiving. And pray. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, that we humbly bow, God, and thank you for today, all your many blessings. We thank you for another privilege, another opportunity to stand and to declare your word. And Father, I ask that you will forgive me of my sins, oh God, that you will be faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness, oh God, that I may be a pure vessel used by you, God, that I sinners would be converted, the saints would be edified, but most of all, God, that you would receive honor and glory to your name. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. And thank God for his word. Thank God that only God can do the things that he does. So we like to just sing a little song this morning. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I can search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I can search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none, there is none, there is none like Jesus. There is something about that name. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name, and I worship you, O mighty God. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness, and I worship you, O mighty God. There is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I can search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none, there is none, there is none like you. Hallelujah. We thank God today that truly there is none like our God. There is none that can touch our heart like God does. There is none that can do the things that God has done and continues to do in our life. And so we give him honor today. We give him praise. And we thank God for this word today, talking about thanksgiving and praise. There's something about that name. And as we look at the gospel according to Luke, we see that there were in a place through Galilee and Samaria, where many scholars say that there is no place between Galilee and Samaria on a physical map, but these passage from Luke indicates that there were those that were Jews and those that were Samaritans. There were those that were in name, part of the family of God, and those that, because they were a mixture or stranger or foreigner, that they were considered to be Samaritans that were not in the family of God. But Jesus was one that did not discriminate, that he did not determine between Jews in Galilee and Samaritans and Gentiles in Samaria. And so it may not be a physical area where 11 verse 11 says that Jesus came to pass. He went to Jerusalem that passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. But if there was not a physical land mass, there was a physical and spiritual divide between the Samaritans and the Galileans. And so as Jesus was passing through, there were some that were lepers, and they called on the name of Jesus. And I'm glad this morning, amen, whether you are a Samaritan or whether you are a Galilean, whether you are a Jew or whether you are a Gentile, you can call on the name of Jesus no matter what your situation is. And it seems as if these lepers had two conditions. They had a spiritual condition and they had a physical condition that needed Jesus. I'm going to say that again. They had a spiritual condition and they had a physical condition where they needed Jesus. And I'm so glad today, amen, that we too have a spiritual condition and we too have a physical condition that needs the name of Jesus. I don't know about you this morning, amen, but spiritually, amen, I need Jesus. And physically, I need Jesus, amen. And so the record declares, amen, in verse 13, in verse 12, it says, and he entered into a certain village. There met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. In other words, they had a physical condition that required them to be at a distance from those, amen, who had a normal skin condition, amen. Leprosy was a condition that was contagious, that affected the skin, that affected the outward appearance, amen. And so according to the law that was given in Leviticus by Aaron, that the priest, amen, had to conduct, amen, a survey, amen, of their condition physically before they could be allowed to return or enter into the fold, amen, of the people of the city or the town. And so the lepers, because of their physical condition of leprosy, were ostracized and asked to remain outside of the city, outside of the mainstream people. They had a physical condition that made them strangers, that made them outsiders, if you will, made them different from the others. Their skin was a different, amen, if you will, from the skin of those that were in the city. Their skin was different, and because of their skin condition, amen, they were ostracized, they were misused, they were mistreated, they were considered others, they were considered strangers. And yes, even though they were Jews, but there was also a Samaritan whose skin, amen, condition, amen, had the same condition. But even though his skin had the same condition, amen, he was treated, amen, differently. Even though he had the same condition of leprosy, he was treated, amen, less than those, amen, who were Galileans. In other words, the hypocrisy, the racism, the ugly separation between the Samaritans and the Jews, even though they say they worship God, was different, amen, because one figure that they were privileged because they were in the line or the lineage or the bloodline of God from the prophets, amen, and one had the mixed or mingled, amen, blood of Gentiles and those who were considered ungodly folk or people, amen, that weren't pure, but ultimately they had the same, amen, unclean, amen, condition, amen, physically. They were unclean, whether they were Jews, whether they were Gentiles, they were unclean physically. And even though one was unclean physically, he was treated worse because he was a Samaritan. It sort of reminds you of what we have in this world today, where people can be poor and socially economically oppressed and beat down and treated, amen, less than human, amen. But because, amen, one person's skin is darker than the other, amen, even though they both suffer, amen, social and material and outward ostracization, amen, the one who has the same condition because of the color of their skin, amen, figures that they are more superior than the other person with the different colored skin. And so these people had a condition of physical, amen, physical need of Jesus. Their physical need, amen, was that they were lepers and they were unclean and they were outside, amen, of the house or the city, amen, of safety. And so they were often abused. They were often mistreated. They were often taken advantage of. They had to declare unclean if anyone came in contact with them. They were physically ostracized. They were physically in a bad situation. They were physically in need of the help of Jesus. And so Jesus is the one that God spoke of and said that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus was the answer to the Jews and to the Gentiles. But it seems the Jews and the Gentiles, amen, that were these 10 lepers, amen, didn't all realize, amen, but they all also needed a spiritual healing from Jesus. They didn't understand. There were 9 of them that didn't understand. And not only did they need a physical healing, but they also needed a spiritual healing from Jesus. See, my brothers and sisters, it's one thing to receive a physical healing, but there's another thing, amen, to receive a spiritual and a physical healing. In other words, there's a amount of faith involved, amen, to receive a physical healing, but there's another amount of faith that's involved, amen, to receive a spiritual healing. In other words, when you have the combined two, amen, that you have enough faith the size of a mustard seed, that not only will you get your physical healing, but you'll get your spiritual healing. And it seems to me, amen, that the Samaritan was the only one that appreciated both. If you look at the record, it's clearly to see that not only did he appreciate his physical healing, but he also appreciated his spiritual healing. And so because of his appreciation, he had to allow his spirit that had been healed physically, spiritually, to praise God. And not only did he receive his spiritual healing, but he also received his physical healing, and he gave thanks unto God. And my brothers and sisters, if we've ever experienced a physical healing, we know supernaturally we need to give God the thanks. And if you know without a shadow of a doubt that God has saved you spiritually, we know that we need to give God the praise. And when you have physical evidence and you have spiritual evidence that you've been healed by God, you can't help but to give God thanksgiving and praise. I don't know who you are or where you've been, amen, but if God has healed your body, if God has saved your soul, that there's something about this relationship that your faith has gotten you closer to Jesus, that when he came by, that not only did you praise him, but you gave him thanks. Not only did you give him thanks, but you gave him praise, because you you knew, that you knew, that you knew, that you knew, that you knew, amen, that it was nobody but Jesus that saved your soul, that you knew there was nobody but Jesus that was true to his word, that said by his stripes that you are healed. So when we look at this account, this leper that was outside the ark of safety of the city, that was clean, claiming unclean, that was a Samaritan, that not only was he unclean, but his skin color was a little different, and his background was a little different. He wasn't like the Galileans. He was like the Samaritans that didn't have the carte blanche or the pedigree or the privilege of the Galileans. But yet Jesus still loved them both so much that he came through the area of Galilee and Samaria. If that's not a physical location on the map, but the spiritual meaning is that he came to whosoever will. He came to the unclean Galilean. He came to the unclean Samaritan. He came to the unclean. Jesus was the one that left his home in glory and came down through 42 generations, and it came into his own, and his own didn't know him, and he turned to the Gentile and he said, anybody, whosoever, amen, believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Unless I keep you long, we're going to go ahead and see what they said in verse 13, chapter 17, verse 13 of the Gospel of Luke. And he says, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And I don't know about you, but there's been times in my life, amen, where I know that I had done some things that were contrary to the word of God. And I know that I turned my back on God. And I know that I did things that God was not pleased with. But somewhere along the line, I realized that all I had to do, somebody know what I'm talking about, is call on the name of Jesus. Somebody said this. Something about the name Jesus. There's something about the name of Jesus. Somebody said he's sweet. He's sweet, I know. There's something about when you can call his name. Somebody said I called on him late in the midnight hour. Something about the name of Jesus. Somebody said they called him in the hospital. There's something about the name of Jesus. Somebody called him in the courtroom. There's something about the name of Jesus. Somebody called him when their body was racked in pain. Something about the name of Jesus. Somebody called him when your children would not do it right. There's something about the name of Jesus. Somebody called him, good God Almighty, when they mess with you on their job. There's something about the name of Jesus. Somebody called him when the bills were due and you had more bills than money. There's something about the name of Jesus. And so they called on him, and Jesus had mercy. Has anybody on this line, anybody ever heard that God's grace and God's mercy will bring you through? Somebody getting ready to get up and run around and get ugly for the Lord. See, we've been too cute at times when we realize we've experienced God's grace and God's mercy. We need to get like the one leper that came back and thanked God and praised God and got ugly for God, got down on his face and said, glory, glory to God. I thank you, God, because if it wasn't for your grace, if it wasn't for your mercy, where would I be? So as we go on, in verse 14, it says, and when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were clean. Have I got a witness today? Somebody said, I don't know when he's going to come, but I know he's always on time. Have I got a witness today? But the thing that you got to do is you got to respond to God in faith. In other words, you got to go and act like you got it even before you get it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. In other words, you behave like you already got it, even before you got it. Have I got a witness today? In other words, you like that soldier of God that waited on the Lord. Have I got a witness? The record says that the soldier would go to the bus stop on a daily basis, Monday through Friday. Had about 4 or 5 friends that came to the bus stop with him. And every time he would get up on the bus, he would say, thank you, God, for my new car. They would laugh. They would talk about him and say, this soldier on the battlefield for the Lord is a little bit crazy. Why are you still riding this bus with us? You out here in the cold with us. You out here in the rain with us. And every time you get up on this bus, you say, thank you for my new car. Aren't you glad today that you're a soldier for the Lord? And the record says, the story went, but month after month, he would get to the bus stop with his friends and say, thank you for my new car. And then the story goes that there came a weekday where they got together and said, where's the soldier? The soldier, as he was coming by, boom, boom, on his horn and say, hallelujah, thank you for my new car. As the rest of them got on the bus, he rolled by with a smile on his face, stereo jumping, good God almighty, window smell, new car stink in the air condition, glass finish on the paint job, rims shining, good God almighty. Somebody said, won't God do it? Yes, he will, but you gotta walk by faith and not by sight. And so as they went, they were cleaned. Is anybody on the line today realize that while you was in the midst of the storm, God was already working it out? God was already turning it out. God was already making a way. Has anybody ever went to a situation when you didn't think it was going to work out, but as you went, you called on the name of the Lord? Somebody ought to get happy. You called on the name of the Lord. You said, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help do I know. And on your way, God worked it out. On your way, God turned it around. On your way, God delivered you. On your way, God turned the situation around. And when you got there, it was already done in Jesus' name. And so as we look at these fellas, one of them in verse 15 said, and one of them, when he saw he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice, glorify God. Some folks say, why, Pastor, do you shout so loud? Why do you preach so hard? Why do you talk about the Lord in uncertain terms? Why? Because I know that God has healed me physically, and I know that God has healed me spiritually. And if the God that I serve and the God that you serve, only begotten Son, is able to save you physically and heal you physically and heal you and save you spiritually, I don't know about you, we need to praise God with a loud voice. And in verse 16 it said, and he fell on his face at his feet giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. In other words, he was the one And not only had leprosy, but he also had a darker skin. He also was outsider. He also was a stranger. He also was discriminated, not only physically, but spiritually. And because this, he could praise God because he realized that God not only healed him physically, but God healed him spiritually. And he was able to give God the glory. He was able to give God the praise. He was able to thank God and glorify God and magnify God because God had blessed him in a way that only God could do. Not only did he heal him, but he healed him both inside and out. Have I got a witness today? Because if you've ever been healed inside and out, when you think about the goodness of Jesus, oh glory, when you think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you, your soul, can't somebody get ready, hallelujah, thank you God, your soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. And as I'm getting ready to end, in verse 17, Jesus asked the question, and I'm here today, don't let Jesus ask the question, where is your praise? Don't let Jesus ask the question, where are you at today? Didn't I give you some new mercies today, but you still won't praise me? Didn't I heal your body today, but you still won't praise me? Didn't I put food on your table today, but you still won't give me thanks? Well, didn't I put a roof over your head, but you still won't say thank you? Didn't I put shoes on your feet, but you still won't say thank you? In other words, you act like a privilege up the up. I'm going to leave it alone, but you act like somebody owes you something. But if you ever been without, if you ever lacked on something, and God has bought you something, and bought you from somewhere, you won't get to a place where you won't praise God, that you won't thank God. God said, I took you from how many ages you are today, from 1 to 100. It might be somebody listening that's 100 years old. God gave you from 1 year old to 100 years old, but you still won't praise me. You might not be able to run as fast as you used to, but he's still worthy. I said, God is still worthy to be praised. I might not be able to run 100 miles an hour, but I can run 1 mile an hour and still give him, come on now, still give him praise. If I gotta move with my walker, I'm still gonna give him praise. If I gotta limp with a cane, I'm still gonna give him praise. If I gotta walk slow, I'm still gonna give him praise because he's worthy. I said God is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. So Jesus said, we're not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? Don't be in the camp of the 9. The privileged and the ones that think they deserve these things. In verse 18, he says, there are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. I'd rather be, good God Almighty, a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. I'd rather be a soldier in the house of the Lord than somebody talking and walking like they know God and God don't know them. God said, Father, he said, I don't know you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. In other words, you got to be a doer and not just a hearer. And so in verse 19, he says, and he said, arise, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. In other words, because of his faith, because of his appreciation, because of his attitude of gratitude, God said he was made whole. Not only was he made whole physically, but he was made whole spiritually. And if you're on the line today and God has made you whole, not just whole physically, but God has made you whole spiritually. In other words, he saved your sanctified soul. You ought to lift your hand up and give God the praise. You ought to lift your hand up and say, thank you, God, for saving me. Thank you, God, for raising me. Thank you, God, for making a way out of no way. Thank you, God, for saving me. You ought to lift your hand up today and say, Father, I thank you and I praise you because you're worthy to be praised. Somebody said, heal my body. Somebody said, save my soul. Somebody said, made me whole. Aren't you glad today that God is not a respecter of person? Whether you're a Jew or a Gentile, whether you're a Samaritan or a Galilean, God has made a way for you to be saved. Somebody said, won't he do it? I know he'll do it. Won't he do it? I know he'll make a way. Won't he do it? I know he'll turn the situation around. Give him thanks, church. Give him praise, church, because he's worthy. He's worthy. I said he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Don't be in that group. Think you got it going on. Don't have to turn back and say thank you. Don't have it in your spirit to praise God. You need to question your faith. If you can't think about the goodness of Jesus and give him praise on a regular basis, if you can't lift your hand up and say thank you, if you can't give thanks to God and praise God, there's something wrong. You need to check out the one camp instead of the nine camp and get with that one camp that realized that it was God's grace and God's mercy that had you where you are today. You might not be running 100 miles an hour right now, but if you can run 1 mile, half mile an hour, he's still worthy to be praised, especially if he healed your body and saved your soul and made you whole. Hallelujah. Thank God today. Well, he is the one that makes the rules. They say, whosoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Look at that last verse that we read, verse 19. May be whole. May be whole. God has made you whole. In other words, over and over, he's healed your body. But most importantly, he's healed your soul. You're no longer unclean. You're no longer on the outside. You don't have to go to the priest and ask them to determine if you were clean, you are able to come back into the city. But God has made you clean, made you whole. He has restored and saved your soul. So now you have the right to go into the house. You have direct access through Jesus Christ. You have been cleansed. God no longer looks at you, amen, as unclean, unsaved, but he looks at you through the righteous blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And so you don't have to say unclean, but you can say, saved, amen, by the blood of Jesus. That's all right. Amen, amen. And when you have that, it don't take a lot. Amen. You just think about it, and you begin to start thanking God. You begin to start praising God with a loud voice. Amen. Yeah, sometimes we get a little sophisticated. And we, hallelujah, thank you. Amen. Now, sometimes you can get ugly. Amen. Let the tears run. It's not run. Amen. Switch suit out. Switch weave out. Amen. Yeah, I'm meddling with y'all. Amen. But God is good and he's greatly to be praised. So as we get ready to go back into our church building, let us have this attitude, amen, of thanksgiving and praise. It's easy to get that old spirit of complaining, get that old spirit of what I don't have. Thank God for what you already got. Man, think about that this week. Amen. You might, like I said, you might be 100 years old. Started year one, and thank God for what he's done for them 100 years. Amen. What he's already done. Amen. And you'll realize that all of your good days outweigh your bad days, and you won't complain. The songwriter says, I've had some good days, and I've had some weary days. I've had some hills to climb. Sometimes the cloud lays low, and I can hardly see the road. So I ask the question, Lord, Lord, why so much pain? But when I look around and think things over, all of my good days outweigh my bad days. And I won't complain, because God has been good to me. Somebody know what I'm talking about. He has been so good to me, more than this old world and you could ever be. He's been good. He's been good. You see, wipes all of my tears away. He turns my midnights into day. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. See, he wipes all of my tears away. He turns my midnight into day. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. Bills might be due, but I'll say, thank you, Lord. Body still racked with pain, but I still say, thank you, Lord. Don't know where the money's coming from. I'll still say, thank you, Lord. Family is off the chain. I still say, thank you, Lord. Folks gone crazy on my job. I still say, thank you, Lord. And I won't complain. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for being there for us and continuing to encourage and bless us. Father, we thank you for truly you have given us reason to give you thanksgiving and to give you praise. You've given us reason when we would have a song in our spirit to be able to sing thanks and give you praise. And Lord, we thank you, God, that in spite of what's going on, in spite of what's happening, we can truly say that all of our good days outweigh our bad days. And truly, God, we won't have reason to complain, because we look back over our life from the rocking of our cradle to this present moment, God, that you have blessed us, that you have kept us. Oh, God, help us not to be like those nine that weren't thankful, that weren't grateful, that did not show you thanks, did not show you praise. Help us to be like that one. Oh, God, if nobody else is going to thank you, if nobody else is going to praise you, God, let us be that one. Let us be that people, God, that recognize and realize your spiritual and your physical healing that has watched over and kept us all of our lives. God, we thank you for another worship experience. We thank you for allowing us to be able to be in tune with your spirit. We thank you for your word that has encouraged us and given us a perspective, God, of how awesome your grace and your mercy has been toward us. Lord, we didn't get it. We didn't deserve it. Oh, God, but it was your unmerited favor, your grace and your mercy that brought us this far. It has kept us through the last 2 years of global pandemic. And, oh, God, even in the times we've gotten sick, and the times when we've had physical problems, the times when we felt weary spiritually, God, it was your grace, it was your mercy, Father, that blessed us to be able to be sustained. And for that reason, we give you honor, we give you glory, we give you praise, we give you thanks for being our God and being our Lord and being our Savior. And now, may your love, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, continue to rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forever. And let the redeemed of the Lord sing together. Amen. 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 Do yourself a favor. Call somebody. Let them know that you love them. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Heaven ever smile upon you.